Afternoon.
Hello, Dennis. Hey, listeners.
And 96900693, today we are talking about some of these businesses that can do well in tougher times.
Absolutely. I think there's just too much recessionitis going on at the moment. I mean, we all know...
New word?
Well, yeah, you've got to have new words occasionally. We all know the situation that we're in, but if we keep talking it down, we're pretty much headed in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time we talk a bit up as well. There are lots of businesses out there that are still doing okay and still doing well.
What sort of things?
There are businesses like home renovation businesses that are still doing particularly well.
People not moving, not upsizing.
People know that they can't sell their home or can't go to the next house yet, but really need to do something around the home. So maybe they'll get the handyman in, maybe they'll look at getting the extension done, maybe those people will then go to the hardware store. So we start to get that economic cycle happening. So definitely home renovation, I find a lot of people I come in contact with are still, got their books chock-a-blocks.
96900693, if you have a business and it's going gangbusters, let us know. 96900693, 1313 32 if you're outside Melbourne.
And there's still some really great people out there. Last week I spoke at a conference and I give the audience this 6-hour jolt. Now, what can you do to change your business within 6 hours?
Oh, I thought you meant you talk to them for 6 hours.
Well, it feels like it, maybe.
So what you can do, what in 6 hours?
What can you do to change your business in 6 hours? Because I talk about technology now, meaning that you can change your business really on a shoestring very, very quickly. One of the people from the audience phoned me about 2 days later. It was actually one of the sponsors, and he took it to heart. He said one of the things that he wanted to get up and running was not so much a business, but a charity that looked after people in the Philippines, women, and it gave them money so that they could go away and maybe get a sewing machine or dig a plot of land or do something. And what he gave was money to an organization that raises money for them. He gave them $1,000 and he asked bloggers, people online, to write about the situation over there and what they thought they could do to help this, and for every blogger he gave $100. Lo and behold, overnight they raised $1,300 to send across the world.
I mean, that's good.
That's terrific. And times are still very, very good for some people. So it's a great way to give back.
We want good news stories, businesses that are doing well. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
Yeah, g'day. How you doing?
Good.
You're terrific.
I started a business last month. It was my biggest month in history. We've actually been growing every month for the last 9 months.
Well done.
We're in container cartridges. We have a business called the Cartridge Warehouse.
Yeah.
And I think we're pretty much recession-proof because everyone needs to put an intercontainer cartridge in their printer.
And the full price of them can be quite expensive.
Tell me about it. Yeah, we're cheaper, like 20% cheaper than office work, and that's only to start with. So
is this going to mean you'll be putting on more staff?
Well, yeah, well, I'm actually getting to that stage now, and I've actually bought out one of my opposition on the Gold Coast. So that's how good business is for us, and we're a debt-free company. So we are looking at expanding, we really are.
So you can go to the Gold Coast and claim it as a business trip, John?
Yeah, pretty tough, isn't it?
Maybe you take a consultant with you. Well done, John.
we've got his consultant. You probably need someone to host the functions for you.
I would say so.
George, hello.
Hey, George.
How are you? My name's George. I've got a company called Mr. Blind Man Blind Doctor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I've heard of you before.
I clean and repair blinds.
And it's going well for you?
Oh, what's happening is a set of people throwing out blinds now because they can't, because of the state of the economy, they want to get their blinds repaired. So whether it be the old-style Venetian blinds, slim blinds, Roman blinds, roller blinds, Holland blinds, any type of blinds, I can repair it, and I do. And I tell you, look, it's busy.
That's good.
Very busy.
Good on you, George.
Well done.
Thank you for calling in. Other ones that you could talk about that are going to do well at this time?
Yeah, there's some strange ones around too. Now, libraries, we heard today, are doing really, really well. City of Port Phillip said they've never had so many people through the door. A lot of people can't afford to buy books anymore or don't want to spend that
money.
Well, you wouldn't read about it, would you? But they're also using the internet there. They're also coming into there so that they can talk to other people. So those kinds of things. The cell phones are 20% up on last year on their sales. So they're doing particularly well. Strange things like lipsticks seem to be doing well now as well.
Makes women feel good.
At a relatively small price.
And some men.
Well, some men too, yes.
Let's not go into it.
I don't know if it's the right colour for you, Dennis, but anyway. So lipsticks seem to be doing well. Quality jewellery seems to be coming back on board too for some strange reason I can't put my finger on. The sales seem to be up for that too.
David, good afternoon. What do you do?
Hey, good
David.
My company name is DNA Security Doors. I do fly screens and security doors, as the name suggests, so I just can't keep up with the calls.
Gee, that's good.
Well done. What are you getting to drive those calls?
At the moment, just to the two local papers, but I had to cancel one in the off-season because it just wasn't paying out of experience. But it's just the response is just phenomenal.
Well done. That is good. What are you called again, David?
D for dog, infidelity, A for apple, security doors.
D and A.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Good name. No one will forget that. 6 to 3, a break. More of your calls. We want to know about the businesses that are going gangbusters. Morris Mazalowski is with me. If you've got a business that's doing well, tell us about it. Naomi.
Hey, Naomi.
Hi, how are you? I'm just ringing up to let you know that my company, You Know Me Security, we provide experts in crowd control for underage young adult parties, and we're flat out.
You've been on the show with me.
That's right. How are you? I saw you doing your Neil Diamond impersonation a few weeks ago.
On Rockwiz. Thank you, Naomi. Well, and the name of the business again is?
It's You Know Me Security. We provide crowd control for underage young adult parties, and we also have just launched an educational resource for the schools to educate teenagers and parents about how to put on a safe party.
Well, that is so important at the moment. Thanks, Naomi. Hello, Grant.
Hey, Grant.
Yeah, how you going, guys?
Yeah, terrific.
That's the way. Look, I do pool and spa chemicals, and with the way the water treatment industry is at the moment, people are really looking after their water, so our products seem to be going really, really well.
So what do your products do?
We basically sanitise water, so anything to do with making sure your pool or spa's kept crystal clean.
And what's your business called?
It's called Aquachem. And we're based in Dandenong in Victoria. So can I give my phone number out there too?
Oh, go for it.
Yeah, it's 9702-0088. So anyone with any pool and spa inquiries, please give us a call.
All right, doing your own live reads. Thank you very much, Grant.
Thanks, Grant.
Other things, Morris, that are doing all right?
One of the other ones that seems to be doing well now are pet and pet supplies. People are going back to having a pet at home.
Massive, those stores.
Aren't they?
When did pet shops go from being a little shop front to suddenly being superstores?
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite incredible, and there's a new one around too, which has opened up in Chadston. It's very interesting.
Pets can give you, I guess, for very little money, lots of pleasure.
Lots of pleasure. So anything around the pets now is doing particularly well.
MorrisYourEyeOnTheFuture.com.
That's the one.
MorrisYourEyeOnTheFuture.com. If you want to find out more about Morris,